In an exceedingly rare move, Philadelphia has seized dozens of abandoned properties from one of the city's most notorious slumlords. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports the ruling caps off a two-year court battle kickstarted by neighborhood outcry.
The city seized nearly 50 residential properties tied to a group of companies led by Emmanuel Freeman, the former head of Germantown Settlement, a now-defunct social services nonprofit. They were built with public dollars, specifically federal loans awarded to the city, then to Freeman to build low-income housing. But Freeman never paid his tab, roughly $9 million with interest and penalties. And because the properties were in such a sorry state, the city decided to foreclose on them instead of working out some kind of deal with Freeman to repair them. Greg Heller is a senior vice president with the Philadelphia Housing Development Corporation. He says the city has never done that before.
A number of community residents raised some red flags for us, and we looked deeper into the situation. It also became clear that the buyer did not actually have the resources to adequately renovate these units based on the condition that they were in.
The plan now is to survey the dilapidated buildings and assess the damage. Eventually, the sites could be renovated and reopened by the Philadelphia Housing Authority or sold to an affordable housing developer. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.